Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our weekly series titled Portrait of Perfection, in which every week we are discussing the physical features, appearance, characteristics, habits, and personality of our amazing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This week we'll be looking at his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his blessed tears. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, describing how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentions, one night he returned home and came to sleep. However, he could not sleep, so he got up a few moments later, and after performing wudu, he commenced salah. He cried and wept so much in salah that his blessed tears flowed onto his blessed chest. He then went into ruku and then sajda, where he continued to cry. He again stood up and his weeping continued. He remained this way until Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to inform him that the fajr time had begun. Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates something similar when he once visited our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as he performed salah. He says, the sound of a boiling cauldron could be heard coming from his blessed chest. We need to remember, weeping so much out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a special trait and quality of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closer a person becomes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will see him weeping. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to recite some Quran. He recited Surah An-Nisa, and when he reached a verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be brought as a witness against the disbelievers of Makkah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to stop reciting. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when he looked up towards the blessed face of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw that tears were coming out from his eyes. Ibn Battal Ali narrates something similar regarding another verse concerning the day of Qiyamah. Note, these incidents show our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern for the believers and disbelievers alike. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates about the occasion of a solar eclipse in the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a very lengthy salah, Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes the dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began weeping, crying, sobbing, and he was saying, O Allah, did you not promise me that you would not punish them as long as I am within them? Did you not promise me that you would not punish them as long as they seek repentance from you? We are seeking your forgiveness collectively. Now here is another aspect of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which shows his love, affection for his close ones. Despite his grand status as being the best of mankind and all of his great qualities, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us that he too was human and he too experienced pain and hurt. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes the final moments of his son Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him in his arms. He kissed him and sniffed the natural fragrance of his innocent body. Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu then passed away, and tears began flowing from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed eyes. Similarly, when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter Sayyida Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen seated at her grave and he was weeping. Uthman ibn Maz'un was the foster brother of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and was amongst the first group of people to accept Islam. When he passed away, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him. These were just a few brief descriptions of our most beautiful, most perfect, and most special Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a perfect role model for all of us. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.